This will be an audio recording of limited length, mainly due to the fact I don't know how long I can hold this phone for in this bitter, biting wind. I don't know how long I can keep the snot from falling out of my head onto my very small kind of wind break which I've got on the microphone cover windshield. I don't think it's going to be enough to keep this audio listenable. And it's going to be short because I don't really know what to say. I'm going through 2 or 3 days now, or have been going through jet lag, which is really interesting and kind of new phenomenon for me. I tend to do short hops even when I'm doing long distance, and yeah, I've experienced the kind of 18-hour Thailand shenanigans, and there's normally a little bit of a stopover to break it up. But New Zealand for the past 2 weeks has been really disruptive to my mind in so many ways. All of them good, actually. I'm even embracing the jet lag. Going to bed before 10 p.m. for me is something sick people do, or people who work night shift. So I've been getting up at silly o'clock in the morning, and my head's been full of ideas and thoughts, and that does normally happen early in the morning, not just because I've been away on a very testing and inspirational time in New Zealand. So I don't know whether I'm going to kind of try and maintain this kind of rhythm, this pace. I woke up this morning shortly before 4 a.m, just jotted down some ideas and thoughts, and then managed to get back to sleep till about 6 a.m, which is quite a respectful time, you know, but not normally a time, you know. I'll try and hang on till the very last minute till I really have to get up sometimes, and that might be 7, 8. So nothing too teenagery there. But this last couple of weeks, I've been really tested, and I've been really inspired by those around me. And there's a time when you go to work and you stop and you think, wow, this is my job. This is amazing. And I think connecting with the people that I've managed to, the Hyper Island team that was assembled for this particular trip, played a huge part in that being something amazing. I came in with pretty much zero expectations. In fact, sometimes a little bit of a suspicion, because when you're put in the company of people pretty ahead of everybody else's game when it comes to what they're talking about, what they're sharing, you know, I also have this element of imposter syndrome. Google it, it's quite interesting. But I think that everybody around me are also kind of imposters, and yet working with these people, sharing with these people, both on the record and off the record, kind of flung open a few doors which were only really ajar before. And you know, it's not just about business principles, and you know, these were, to risk sounding a bit hairy-fairy, these were some really touching life kind of realizations, as well as adventures in thought. And that is something I think I've missed for a while, and it was wonderful to recapture it and kind of have a dose of, I don't know, some kind of hot spring you can just soak in and suddenly feel enriched again. Traveling was, you know, extremely addictive for this same reason, for the great stories that came from it, coming from really trying times, from every issue that worried you becoming an amazing lesson, and every day an adventure. This slowing down of time where you find yourself so incredibly present. And, you know, it wasn't all work. There was a lot of play in New Zealand. And I'm kind of thankful to the clients Hyundai for actually enabling some pretty exquisite play. Whether it was just feeling a part of a lifestyle, this kind of cafe racer, coffee shop, wandering around the streets of a city I could actually manage, because I'm not a city boy, but the population was friendly, approachable, and seemed to be quite connected amongst themselves. Not necessarily digitally, but connected on a network level all the same. People knowing people. And then just to be kind of given this immense amount of freedom on the few days off that I had, and to leap on a motorbike and ride out into the hills, Mike Andrews kind of being my guide on day one. And just having those moments where you come over the brow of a hill and you are faced with just, well, everybody's idea of beauty is kind of their own interpretation. But when you're on a motorbike, it is the most pristine, beautiful, winding road flanked by rainforest with a view of the sea in the distance. That's pretty good in my mind. And you can't help in your open face helmet but to let out an immense scream of joy. And you don't feel weird because the person on the motorbike behind you is also going, yeah! And you're reminded of what living is about. I don't know why it always takes me to kind of experience the vulnerability of life, i.e. on a motorbike speeding through the New Zealand hills and coastline, to actually appreciate living. But that was me appreciating it on a physical level. And then back at work, working with a team that kind of really trusted me, had faith in what I had to offer, and just kind of let me, in many ways, freestyle assembling slides, thoughts, ideas and concepts moments before standing up and inserting myself into a workshop which was seriously changing people's perceptions, seriously informing, not just seriously, jovially informing sometimes. It is possible to almost have too much fun when you're working. And I come back and I'm now trying to hold on to some of these realizations, some of these thoughts. I'm also trying to hold on to this phone. I can't feel the end of my fingers now, so I've gone on longer than I want. There's no reason why I can't feel like this all of the time when I'm working. You know, I'm really happy with what I do and how I do it. But when you kind of raise the datum of happiness to a new level, it reminds you of kind of some of the things you feel you can do better. Some of the things you do and you probably don't necessarily need to, and you can just let go of it. Feeling a little bit pressured when, I mean, for example, I've got a talk happening in a couple of days, and it's quite a serious talk in front of, I believe, a serious audience in Birmingham, and I haven't even had the brief yet, and that would normally bother me. It's the day after tomorrow. But it doesn't. It doesn't, because I guess some of the honest feedback that I was given absolutely kind of blew my mind. And when you have that kind of communication within a group, when you feel like you can tell each other anything, and freelancers rarely get that, so please embrace working in a team where you get this. I've kind of was installed with a new kind of confidence that made me think, you know, what I do best is think on my feet. What I do best is deliver my stories and lessons when cued to do so. So, yeah, I'm going to make a phone call today. I'll be giving my brief. And I'm completely unfazed. This feeling of really, really wanting to deliver the best possible value I can, I know is unnecessary, because that's what I've been doing as long as I can remember, and that's what I know I can do. So if you get a chance, try and collaborate and work in a team if you work alone. And don't forget that when you are delivering workshops and teaching and sharing, every single person in that room is a student. And quite often it's only after you have reshared some realizations do you actually realize them yourself. We think we know so much, but it takes these kind of out of the norm incidents to drive that home. And home is a far cry from the glorious sunshine and beaches, but I'm very glad to be back. I'm very glad to have this new kind of disrupted mindset. And I'm messed up, but in a really good way.